Welcome to Cope and Tell, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentell.com. On this episode,
Law of Janti. The Law of Janti originated with the Danish-born author, Axel Sandemose, 1899-1965, who later moved to Norway and wrote the book, A Refugee Crosses Its Trace, in 1933. The book describes a village called Janti, where a moral codex must be followed. First, you should not think you're anything. Second, you should not believe you are as much as us. Third, you should not believe you are wiser than us. Fourth, you should not imagine that you are better than us. Fifth, you must not believe you know more than us. Sixth, you must not believe you are more than us. Seventh, you should not think you're dying for anything. 8th. Do not laugh at us. 9th. You should not believe that somebody cares about you. 10th. You should not believe that you can teach us something. There are discrete examples of the Law of Janti in Danish literature. For example, the idea that you should not emphasize your own talents or material successes too much is present in Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale, The Emperor's New Clothes. In this story, there is the impression of a Danish view of authority and the desire to take it down a notch, as the child points to the naked emperor, saying, he has no clothes at all. Another of Andersen's adventures, The Ugly Duckling, is a typical example of the Law of Janti in practice from a negative perspective. The duckling is not appreciated, and it's only when it turns into a swan that it can become extraordinary and beautiful. Some believe that this is also the case with Denmark. When some Danes, such as actors or architects, go abroad, their countrymen only begin to accept them or see their talent after the rest of the world has seen it and recognized it. Regardless of whether you look negatively or positively on the Law of Janti, you can see elements from it in the way the Danes have adapted, and in their mentality. The idea of hygge focuses, for example, on small things in life that can give a good quality of life. Be sure to light candles and enjoy a cup of coffee. The focus is not on extravagant things that you can show off to everyone to show off your wealth. Also, the notion that everyone should have the same things also appears in Denmark's welfare society, in which everyone has the same rights and opportunities. The focus is not on creating the extraordinary, but rather on offering opportunities to anyone, regardless of their talent or background. Outsiders could also interpret it as, you are not better than us. It can also be interpreted in relation to the Danes' interpretation of democracy and their welfare society, in which the collective equality of society is the most important value in a democratic society, and individual freedom at the expense of the community is looked down upon. This is a direct contradiction to the American interpretation of democracy and freedom, which puts individual success above the well-being of society. Although Denmark is primarily linked to the Law of Janti, there are Norwegians who believe that it covers some of the Norwegian mentality as well.
The gates to the dark history of Copenhagen are open once again. On this walking tour, we will take a journey back in time to some of the most dramatic, tragic, and dark events in the Danish capital's history. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, we will visit the central locations in the old medieval part of the city centre. From Swedish besieges and British bombardments, to witch burnings and executions, Copenhagen was a much smaller city than today, enclosed and claustrophobic behind high city walls, and with sparse and primitive sanitary conditions, which became a threat to its inhabitants when the plague epidemic hit in 1711. Killing one-third of Copenhagen's inhabitants. The dark part of Copenhagen's history includes poverty and poor housing, which played its part in the bad living conditions of the majority of the population. Other dramatic stories and events told on this tour include the cholera epidemic of 1853 and the city fires of 1728 and 1795, which have played a central part in shaping the current look and architecture of Copenhagen's city centre. We will also pass some of the Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard's old addresses and the place where the world-famous Danish brewery, Carlsberg, was founded. So, book your spot on the tour now on copentel.com.
Hygge. The term hygge is an overall Danish common noun for informal meetings between friends or family. This is where norms, values, behaviors, and humor come into play. Hygge is a private affair in which one can mentally take off their armor and be themselves. The term hygge can also be used to mean meeting other people to participate in a common interest. For example, a movie night where you meet up with others and enjoy watching movies, eating, and drinking. This is most often done privately, such as in one's living room. Hygge may happen when you sit on the couch on a winter's day, and your host gives you a blanket or a cup of tea, and afterward, you light a candle and listen to muted background music while you chat. Hygge also follows a general Danish approach to equality. In this intimate sphere, any cultural or economic differences between the participants become irrelevant for a while. Instead, you are just participants, and the focus is on finding a common mood, so everyone will feel relaxed and comfortable. With up to 5 months of cloudy skies and rain a year, Danes often look for opportunities to cultivate this kind of pleasure. However, it is not only the Danes who have a desire for coziness. In Ireland, for example, you can enjoy time spent as a family while singing songs. Book a spot on Copentel's World War II walking tour in Copenhagen. Take a journey back to the 1940s, when the Nazi German forces had occupied the Danish capital. On this guided walking tour, we will visit the city district of Vesterbro and the city center of Copenhagen. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, who is specialized in the Second World War and the German occupation of Denmark 1940-1945, you will have the unique opportunity to visit some of the central places of the Danish freedom struggle during the Second World War. You'll become acquainted with the central themes and paradoxes of the period. Danes in the resistance movement and Danes in German service, which came to violent expression through assassinations and bomb attacks that divided the Danish population during the five long years from 1940 to 1945. We will stop outside at some of Copenhagen's most central locations and sites from the Second World War. This includes the former Gestapo headquarters at Schellhuset, where we will hear the story of the British bombing of the building on the 21st of March 1945 and its consequences. We will also visit the place where the resistance group Holger Dansk was founded and come past the dreaded addresses from which Hitler's henchmen ruled Denmark with an iron hand. You can book your spot on copentel.com.
You have been listening to Copentel, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentel.com.